One short flight for the Queen, one giant leap forward in Anglo-Irish relations. Queen Elizabeth's visit to the Irish capital is the first by a reigning British monarch for 100 years. In a moving gesture of reconciliation, the Queen paid tribute to those killed during the Irish fight for independence. Europe correspondent Emma Alberici reports.
It's just a one-hour flight away, but the Queen's trip to Ireland has been 9 decades in the making. Wearing green, she greeted dignitaries before taking to the quiet streets of Dublin. There were no adoring fans lining the route to the presidential palace, the biggest and most expensive security operation in the country's history had the city in lockdown. Before the Queen had even left London, a pipe bomb was found and defused. It was planted on a bus bound for Dublin. The president wore pink. This was a celebration. No curtsies or bows. It was a meeting of two heads of state as equals. The red carpet was rolled out and there was a 21-gun salute.
I lived in England half my life, so I'm not anti-royalty or anything else like that.
They kind of helped us out when we needed them help out with the bank bailouts and whatever else. They seem to stand up for us. So it's nice to return the compliment.
I don't really mind, to be honest. I think it's a positive thing, I suppose, because the whole Ireland-England going back, been a bit of bad blood, so I suppose it's a good thing.
There were minor scuffles with police and union flags were burned as the Queen arrived at the Garden of Remembrance. The most poignant moment of her visit, she laid a wreath. And God Save the Queen played at a place that honours those who were killed fighting against the crown, worn by her grandfather, great-grandfather and those before them. At the heavily guarded Trinity College, Queen Elizabeth II finally had a chance to greet some locals, not as their ruler, but as a friend. Emma Alberici, ABC News.